You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Bharti Airtel will look at listing its fintech arm. Airtel Payments Bank is part of its strategy to monetize its digital service offerings, a company executive in the know of developments told FE. However, the exact timing hasn't been finalized yet, he added. Though Airtel has several other digital businesses relating to advertising, cybersecurity, cloud for small and medium enterprises, and communication platforms as a service, the executive said that these cannot be monetized on the lines of the payments bank because they are intertwined with the mobility business. According to him, the only other digital business after the payments which can be monetized is the data centers, but that would take years. The contribution of digital businesses to Bharti Airtel's overall revenues is currently small, around Rs 3,000 crore annually, but it is growing at a fast rate, he stated. Meanwhile, Bharti Airtel is also working on strategies with which it can make subscribers migrate to a tariff pack higher than they are currently in. This way, the average revenue per user would also rise and the company would not have to bank on headline tariff hikes. According to a company executive, while Airtel has raised tariffs twice in 2021 and once in 2019, along with other industry players, it cannot continue to do the same in isolation. Raising revenues through headline tariff hikes has its own limitations. One has to wait till the time the industry is prepared for it. Doing it in isolation impacts the company adversely, the executive said. He added that an alternative way of raising revenues is by trying to shift subscribers from 2G to 4G, prepaid to postpaid, and making postpaid customers buy all of Airtel's services such as broadband, direct to home, etc. In the top bracket, the company has about 50 million users. In an interesting turn of events, Carbon Resources, which had made a non-binding offer to McLeod Russell's lenders to acquire a controlling stake, said on Wednesday that it would support the debt-laden T major in striking a debt restructuring deal with the lenders. The deal is likely to be in the form of a one-time settlement. Mahindra Sharma, chief of finance at Carbon Resources, told FE that McLeod Russell approached them. He said, quote, "They want our support for their debt restructuring with the lenders. We're going to support them to settle with the lenders," unquote. Earlier this year, Kolkata-based Carbon Resources, which manufactures carbon products, had picked up a 5.03% stake in McLeod from the open market. When asked about the contours of his company's proposed support to the tea maker, Sharma said that McLeod is in touch with the lenders for OTS. Once lenders agree with it, they would mutually prepare a plan going ahead. Moving on, the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs has clarified that once a firm reaches the insolvency arena, it can't be forced to cough up dues to the government like GST, in excess of the reduced amount determined. The move will bring more certainty for investors and banks. The CBIC said that if any government dues, including central GST demand, has been reduced following IBC proceedings, then the commissioner concerned will issue an intimation to the taxpayer and also the authority with whom the recovery is pending, intimating the reduction in demand. Under the extant rules, a company or limited liability partnership which defaults on payments of Rs 1 crore and above can be taken for up corporate insolvency resolution process. GST dues are considered as an operational debt. Over to economy. To ensure adequate domestic supplies of pulses, the government on Wednesday extended its decision to keep free import policy for two varieties, Dur and Urad, by a year till March 31, 2024. The government in March 2022 had extended the free import policy for two varieties of pulses by a year. Under the regime introduced in May last year, specified pulses can be imported without any quantitative restrictions. An official told FE that the decision has put to rest the speculations regarding the import policy regime for pulses in the next financial year, and it also signals a stable policy regime. Lastly, Nomura Holdings has said that the revised food subsidy program is expected to help the center meet its fiscal deficit target of 6.4% in 2022-23 and also keep inflationary pressures under control. Nomura economists Sonal Verma and Aurudeep Nandi said in a note on Wednesday that the reorientation of the food subsidy program makes for lower fiscal, inflation and political risks. According to the agency, the government should save about Rs 0.16% of GDP in the last quarter of the current fiscal due to a lower subsidy bill. On an annualized basis, the savings would be about 0.6% to 0.7% of GDP. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.